were there any moments where you were just sort of like, I've never heard of that award before?
No, I think for the most part, I've known most of them. There's, we're obviously pretty confident when you're in junior, always just striving to win awards like that. And I guess from fourth year, it's a little time, right?
You know, obviously your goal is to make it here, but in Milwaukee, Kurt Miller was named head coach yesterday. Having a name like that in this organization.
Yeah, that's kind of huge. I grew up watching him, and he's spent almost 20 years in professional hockey in the NHL. And I think to get a chance to learn from a guy like that would be highly valued towards your development process. And I met him briefly here. Seems like a great guy. I'm sure he's obviously a little different as a head coach, but I think we're in good hands wherever we are.
Did you watch that 93 Stanley Cup series at all? Do you remember that?
No, I'm a 91, so I haven't been 2 years old.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Here's one for you, Ryan. I know it's tough to like turn that lens on yourself, but like from maybe when you were drafted or even last year to now, what are some of the things about your game that have improved that you've been working on?
I think defensively, I think everyone's always like kind of questioning my defensive game, and I don't hear too much talk about that anymore. I think my first year, half of my draft year, was all, can he do this size-wise? Can he do this? Is he smart enough defensively? That kind of thing. I think that's one of the biggest things I've worked on is my defensive game and kind of knowing where you are and the other team is in your own end. I think that's important, especially at the professional level. And I think then just kind of adding to my offensive game. I think I always excelled at that, and I think just to do better and better each year is kind of a goal.
How much has coming to these camps helped you with that?
Yeah, it's huge. I think you get to kind of compare yourself against other prospects and guys who may be a bit ahead of you or a bit further behind in your development process. And I think you get to come here and kind of compete and show obviously the coaches and the GMs what you bring, but as well as kind of the other the players, and you get to meet friends and future teammates.
What did you learn in those few games in Milwaukee during the playoffs?
Oh, it was a great experience. I think obviously it's a lot different from junior level, but the first few games of pro, I think I had a lot of fun, and I think it is a lot different, but I think it suits my game a bit better at a faster speed, and it was a lot of fun.
What is different? What are you and do you have a better sense of what you have to work on this summer because of that?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's obviously bigger people. There's stronger, faster, quicker. And I think obviously you have to get just as strong and fast as them. But overall, I think hockey's hockey, and whether you're going out and playing 20 minutes or 5 minutes a night, it's hockey. And I think we've been playing it since we were kids, and it's just kind of getting used to the pace and whatnot.
And I guess will this be your first time back here since you left training camp?
Yeah. But,
and that was quite a scene. What do you remember from that?
Yeah,
just shaking everyone's hand.
Yeah, it's tough to see. I think everyone always wants to make it as soon as possible. And obviously when you kind of get sent back to junior, I think especially for my fourth year, I think it was tough. But I think that's stuff you have to get over as a hockey player and kind of maybe dwell on it for a day or so and get right over it after that. I think there's more important hockey to be played, and I think that's what I did in Windsor. I think getting back there right away, I think you got to get in the swing of things and realize that's your team now.
That's right.
What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for you making the jump to the professional game?
I think just kind of getting used to everything. I think you're living on your own and whatnot, and doing things a lot different from junior level, but also obviously, like I said, the pace is faster, the guys are bigger. I think it's all kind of just experience, and I think it's getting used to that kind of thing at the pro level.
Is there one aspect of your game you think that you're going to need to work on more at the professional level, or what's the one aspect that you want to improve on?
I think everyone can always improve on skating, and I think I'm definitely one of those guys who could improve that aspect of the game and also getting bigger and stronger. I think I'm not the tallest guy, so I think you got to use your kind of wits and your smarts to I guess outsmart other players.
What does it mean to you that you could possibly make the jump to the NHL this year?
Yeah, that would be very exciting. I think that's everyone's dream here. Everyone wants to do that, and the sooner the better, I think that's what everyone says. But obviously there's a development process, and I think that's a big process going forward.
Awesome. Appreciate